Welcome to another episode of the Hashtags and Habits podcast. My name is Danny White, and in this episode, I'm going to talk about how to develop a content distribution strategy that works consistently and effectively for your business. We can come up with great content ideas and even create better content, but if we don't distribute that content in the places where our audience actually is, it really is of no use. This topic will be divided into three parts, and that means three episodes as well. First, we'll talk about researching your target audience through various channels and how to do that. Second, we'll talk about how to evaluate content performance and choosing the right formats for the right channels. And then third and finally, we'll talk about how to create a well-structured content distribution plan. If you are starting with the first part, that's awesome. If you've landed on the second or third part of this topic, you will want to go back and listen to the other parts to get all of my thoughts on creating a unified content distribution plan. A well-planned content distribution strategy that engages and converts your target audience is essential to reaching desired results in your marketing. In today's digital landscape, simply creating high-quality content is not enough. Distributing it strategically across various channels is crucial to getting the results that you want. In this episode, I'm going to provide some valuable insights into the steps that are needed to develop a comprehensive and effective content distribution plan. We'll discuss researching your target audience through buyer personas, customer surveys, and social media interactions. Next, we'll delve into evaluating current content performance by conducting a content audit and identifying repurposing opportunities. Choosing suitable formats such as video, webinar, long-form articles, or interactive tools will also be a focus here. You'll learn how to create a well-structured content distribution calendar while balancing owned, earned, and paid channels. We'll also explore selecting relevant distribution platforms like guest posting websites or email marketing campaigns for maximum reach. And finally, setting KPIs and monitoring progress using analytical tools will help refine your approach to ensure success in developing an effective content distribution strategy. First up, how to research your target audience. To devise a successful content dissemination approach, it is essential to comprehend your intended audience. By researching their online behavior, their preferences, their interests, and their needs, you can create engaging content that's tailored specifically to that particular audience. This process can begin with utilizing analytics tools such as Google Analytics, which is free for you to use, or social media analytical platforms such as Facebook Insights, which is also free. To utilize analytics tools for audience research, you'll want to tackle three things. Analyze your demographics. Gather information on age, gender, location, and interest of your ideal customers. Determine your preferred channels. Identify the most popular marketing channels among your target audience by analyzing website traffic sources and social media engagement. Finally, you'll want to evaluate user behavior. Assess how your users interact with your content. Tools such as Google Analytics, Facebook Insights, and even other platforms will help you to see time spent on page, how often someone clicks on a particular link or a particular URL, things like that that will help you to optimize future efforts accordingly. Then you'll want to create buyer personas through surveys and interviews. In addition to using data from analytics tools, you'll want to consider conducting customer surveys or interviews to gain further insights into your audience's needs and preferences. With this firsthand information, you can develop detailed buyer personas that will guide both the creation of new content as well as its distribution across the right channels. When creating content, keep your target audience in mind. Develop a documented strategy that outlines your content marketing goals and how you plan to achieve them. This strategy should include a comprehensive content calendar that outlines when and where you will distribute your pieces of content. Now, here's how you can identify your distribution channels. There are several distribution channels available to promote your content, and some of the most popular channels can be categorized into three: owned media, earned media, and marketing channels. Owned media includes your website, the blog posts that you and your team write, and your social media profiles. You use these channels to promote your content and encourage engagement on these channels to get people to go and follow your next step in the buyer journey. Number two is earned media. This includes PR and media coverage. It includes guest posts. It includes podcasting, guest podcasting, and even backlinks in the entire SEO strategy. Build relationships with influencers, with editors of various publications, and other websites to help increase your brand's visibility. Finally, marketing channels. This includes your email marketing, your paid advertising, your paid social, even your print media, and any other digital efforts. Use these channels to promote your content and to generate leads. When selecting your distribution channel, you'll want to think about your target audience and their preferred channels that they are on, not the ones that you are most comfortable being on, but where your audience is. For example, if your target audience is pretty active on Facebook, focus the majority of your promoting of content on Facebook. If your target audience is popular with email and you know that they're going to open their email, that's where you're going to want to focus your content efforts. Now, for measuring results. After distributing your content, it's important to measure your results to determine the effectiveness of your content efforts. Use analytics tools to track metrics such as website traffic, social media engagement, and lead conversion, and use this data to optimize your content distribution strategy and improve your results. By developing an effective content distribution strategy, you can build brand awareness, encourage engagement, and generate demo requests and leads for your ideal customer. Researching your target audience is essential for creating an effective content distribution strategy. Evaluating the right formats and aligning them with goals of your business will help you create a successful campaign that is great for your business and that resonates with the intended audience. If you want help with your content distribution strategy, my agency, DW Creative Consulting, is ready to do that for you. Go to our website, dwccagency.com, and shoot us an email from there, or you can book a consultation right from the website and have a chat with us. If this podcast has been helpful to you, share it with your friends, subscribe, and leave a review. This is the only way we know we're growing in the podcast world. If you have questions about content strategy, marketing operations, social media, or digital marketing in general, you can shoot us an email to hashtagsandhabitspodcast@gmail.com, and I may just answer your question on an upcoming episode. Thank you for listening, and see you next week.